All right, welcome in. Ready to roll. This is very exciting, Michael. The Godfather has joined us. You ready to get in that Wolverine ass? Let's party. I come back from vacation to Scandal Talk. This is great.
I saw the news yesterday, and I was up north. I said, man, I don't even know if I have to come into work today, because I know there's one person who's going to be really freaking happy.
No, well, it's, look, okay, we're going to get into this. But, Mike, the whole premise of this is,
I know,
what should happen, what will happen, are two completely different things.
Correct.
Because if you're operating under the guise that we live in a just and fair world, we don't.
No, we don't.
What should happen is they should all be turned into the Unsullied and thrown into the sun. But that's not going to happen. So we can get into this. But I think you're right. Okay, the pleasure I take
right.
is everything I said in the fall has, you know, after we let it play out, well, it's played out. Mm-hmm. Everything I said was true.
Yeah.
This douche was on our sidelines. These idiots, the guy's stealing hard drives. Everyone's accessing it. I mean, who are we kidding here? And look, the headline is Sharon Moore, a.k.a. Fall Guy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't need to see what's in the text. I don't care what they were talking about. It could be the weather. I don't text people I don't know or don't value 52 times. And the day it was reported, oh, Connor Stallions, Hamburglar, he deleted the texts. End. Like, it just is what it is. So, look, here's how I wanted to do it today. But, Mike, I'm all aboard however you want to go with this. I think what should happen and will happen are two different things. But understand this. This is my PSA. If you don't think Michigan did anything wrong, I'm not going to convince you otherwise. I'm not even going to try.
What are we? Is this political here?
It is.
Yes.
Because the rest of the free world, a.k.a. people with an IQ over roughly 80, know you did something wrong. Hell, your overlord John Jansen admitted you cheated today. And it killed John. His soul left his body when he said it. But you don't get to tell us not to say that.
No.
Look, here's the reality. Mike, you said this to me pre-show. This is the funniest part. You can't get bent out of shape if your rivals are happy today. We don't like you. It's funny.
I get it.
The people who pretend they are above reproach, right? They are just cleaner than a preacher's sheets. They're the biggest scumbags in the game. That's hilarious to me. That's okay. It's sports.
Correct. Just like if, you know, Michigan fans, and I am one.
Season ticket Stoney.
That's
right. He's back.
STS. Season ticket Stoney. when Ohio State had the trestle gate and all that crap, Michigan fans, we were laughing.
Well, that's my whole point. So look, we can get into it. And the Sharon Moore thing, I said this all fall. I may as well say it now. It's not a predictive measure. I don't think it will happen, but if you're going to ask me what should happen, he should be fired. Simple. He was a part of it. How do I know it? I don't know. I have common sense. When you're talking to Connor Stallions and holding his play calls, or you're taking your headset off mid-game, you don't get to say he was a low-level staffer. Low-level staffers don't get to talk to the coaches. I just, look, he's a repeat NCAA violator. He's got multiple grade twos, which means he's facing a grade one. I wouldn't have him lead my program. And I wouldn't want this hanging over my head. I would just get rid of it.
Well,
you're not going to the playoff this year. Well, get rid of it.
I'm going to be consistent because last year when all the crap went down with Harbaugh and I got vilified for it, I said if it's level one, if it was level one, I said Harbaugh should lose his job. If Sharon Moore, I don't think it's going to go level one. There will be two level twos. I don't know if that's going to transcribe into a level one. Because he didn't do it as the head coach, I don't think he should be fired from that position.
But it's even worse to me because he did it as the OC. Look, I have said to you from the start, this lone wolf theory was nothing more than convenient propaganda from the useful idiots in the Michigan media. You know who you are. And amongst the other things you hang off of, my every word is one of them. You know who you are. You're Kremlin propagandists. So no one's listening to you unless they're paying $10.99 a month for you to feed them Bula. It's just common sense. Sharon and Minter and before him McDonald, the coordinators benefited. period. If you want to tell me Harbaugh's above reproach, you're still wrong because coaches don't have to know to be held responsible. No, look at the bylaws.
Look at Steve Fisher.
Right.
I don't think he knew and he got fired.
Stoney at 4:15 talks to Mel Pearson. Look, I can't keep the scandal straight with this place. So it's just one of these deals. Yes, there's a lack of oversight by Ward Manuel.
Hold on a second. Are you talking about the guy who was given the award last week or two as the Big Ten Athletic Director of the Year?
You can't be serious.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Am I serious?
You effing with me?
No.
He's serious. Wait. Athletic Director of the Year who had a total lowlife as a basketball coach. You had a deranged cheater as your football coach. You were only firing Mel Pearson because you were forced to after scandal. The mysterious volleyball coach with no termination letter. Well, how about being a rental car service? He was the AD of the year?
Yes.
Look, if we lived in a just world, that wouldn't happen. We don't. Sign Nancy and Paul Pelosi's stock portfolio.
Yes.
We don't live in a just world. So you can deal in what will happen. I largely don't care. Why? Because no one respects your title. That's a win for me.
That's all you wanted.
I don't care because I knew they cheated.
And for Michigan fans like STS.
Season ticket Stoney, row 47,
If C6. You don't think that they cheated, let me know. 248-539-9797.
You can live in that world.
Wait, they cheated.
Now, what should happen? All right, you want what should happen if it was a just world, right? If we had an actual governing body?
None of your bias involved here?
No, none.
Okay.
Look, if state did it, I still would have gone to the national title game with my father and had fun.
Right.
But I would have known what's on the other side of it is correct. Leviathan tipping my boat upside down. So here's the deal. What if you're asking me in a just world that we don't live in?
Right.
Fantasy?
Yeah.
Moore's gone, 2-year postseason ban, and they vacate all the wins. Won't happen. What should happen is absolutely that. It's one of the great cheating scandals I've ever seen. And unlike a place like Tennessee, McDonald's bags of money, it's not a victimless crime. You impacted the actual integrity of what's going on in between the lines. There were coaches fired because of your nonsense. I don't believe it was a minimal advantage. Again, more propagandist nonsense. It's real. If you know what the other guys are doing, this isn't football 1995.
No.
This is not about, hey, we're running the ball, I'm a man, America. No, we're schematically, there are so many examples on video of Michigan having the exact perfection, as if they knew what the opponent was doing. Having guys be there a tick faster. Line up a bit better. Know what's coming. It's just clear as day what this cat was doing. And the best part, Stoney, sorry, if he was a lone wolf, why the hell is he stealing hard drives and why were five people accessing them? Come on, man. I'm not coming at you.
No,
I'm just saying,
look.
It's okay to just say the quiet part out loud. You got your... What did I say all last fall? Enjoy it now. You won't like what happens afterwards. Well, we're in the afterwards.
Right.
What the hell you want me to do? Change my tune?
No.
You're filth. Who cares?
And you know what? If you have a national championship t-shirt or a sweatshirt like I got for a gift, I'm still going to wear it.
You can, and we'll laugh at you.
That's fine.
That's okay.
That's what sports are.
You live in your world. Right. I live in mine.
That's okay.
But what I'm not going to do, this is not going to be a holy war. Because it's clear as day that unless you are in the Michigan cult, you are on one side of this. And if you are there and you pray at the altar of dear leader Jimmy, you're never going to see clearly. I can't help you.
Well, you acknowledge that the other side, your school, is a cult of people who just are absolutely going, I can't say what I really want to say.
What are you doing?
Getting their jollies off right now.
Oh,
that's a cult. There are people.
Yes.
Now, you're not one of them, though, who basically, because you care more about your team than Michigan. There are people, you know them too, who seem to somehow, for some ridiculous, care more about Michigan falling than their own school rising.
Okay. Slander's allowed. He's back tomorrow. Look, the whole point is,
you could sit there and say, which cult is where? Look,
it's not.
A lot of college football.
I think people taking pleasure in their rival burning to the ground is a lot healthier than people living with, some cognitive dissonance. like playing pretend. The reality is I've never seen someone play dress up on an opponent's sideline. No, okay? There's never been anything like this. You're asking me to levy a penalty because the draft of the allegations is out. I can't.
No.
Because there is no guideline for
there's
something
no
like this.
There's no precedent for this.
Here's the other one. The other one that kills me is now that the notice, you know, the draft is out there. Well, Michigan beat OSU on the straight up. Right. That doesn't absolve you. Barry Bonds was going to the Hall of Fame without steroids. He still did them and his head swelled up. You did this. So I just, look, I'd love to talk about it, but I am not in the business. This is not going to go down like it went down this fall. Yes, I have a lawn chair out. Yes, I'm laughing at you. I don't care. I have every right to. I know you cheated. And for all the slander and nonsense and the threats and the BS this fall, everything I said got proven right.
And you don't think that Michigan fans were laughing at the whole Mel Tucker? Of course they
were. They have every right to. Our coach lost $80 million adjusting his wrench. What do you want me to do?
Right.
There was no car in that room. I'm talking about a different tool.
Yes, I know.
I mean, you have every right.
That's what sports
is. Here's another one. My team blows. Laugh. Laugh. It's that you should. We're terrible. I don't care. The reality is, at least we don't cheat. If we do, we're sure terrible at it. What do we have, Dexter Manley feeding our signs?
Well, your security people aren't very good on the sidelines either.
Well, from what I know, when a CMU coach hands him the gear and lets him in the gate.
I know.
And by the way, that CMU coach, where'd he come from?
Michigan.
U of M.
One of McElwain's boys, right?
Come on. Yeah. I mean, it's all there. So my question is, okay, what now? Do you want this over with? I'm begging you to fight it. Oh, I hope you have all your amicus briefs because then we get into discovery. And then Harbaugh would have to turn his phone over, which he wouldn't turn over because most innocent people deny just cooperating and getting out of it, right?
Right.
Look, come on.
I know it's like it's not a gold star, but at least like Tennessee cooperated. That's why they're...
Sure. And listen.
And Sharon Moore... Cooperate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. After they already said, "Hey, you bum, we already have your stuff. Well, recovered it."
But Harbaugh wouldn't have even done that.
Which is why I really believe
Pete freaking Carroll.
He is. He's worse. He's not likable. Carroll at one point was likable. Harbaugh's just a Looney Tune.
Yeah, he's a Looney Tune, and Carroll chewed too much gum.
Big time. And he was a cheerleader. Harbaugh's a much better football man than Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll's a cheerleader. But I'd love to talk about it. And David, what I want to hear from you is this. Do you want this over with to where you would accept things right now, or you want to drag this puppy out and keep dealing with more and more and more? You tell me. We'll get to David because he's our resident Wolverine scumbag. Right. Season ticket, Stoney is in the house, and Paul knows all about scandals. Yes. He's a dirtbag who roots for Miami. Just getting warmed up on a Monday, the Michigan scandal again. And again, I'm operating in two ways. You can talk about what you think will happen, and then there's the fun world of what should happen. Just understand, I'm 43. We don't live in a just world. If it was a just world, they'd get the death penalty and be done with it. They're scumbags. But that's not the world we live in, so I'm not going to yell and scream and demand things that aren't going to happen. My whole point this fall was, you cheated, it's really bad, and let's not downplay that. Well, that's what's coming out. Sharon Moore, the day the report came out, deleted 52 texts from Connor Stallions. You know, Jim Harbaugh wouldn't turn his phone over. You know, how many staffers access those databases? At least five. Like, just stop. You got videos of these guys talking to, quote, Lone Wolf, in-game, in the headset. Oh, what'd you say? Oh, it's Cheese Doodle 7. Everyone's then doing the Macarena, and Michigan's got the perfect play called. You were a program about to fire your Looney Tune coach after you bailed out so you didn't lose to Ohio State by 1,000. Then you turned into Super Mario after you got the shiny star and the fun music turned on, and you went like 50-2 and beat every point spread. Guys, you cheated. And no one respects you. Now, if you don't care, that's cool. You don't respect me. I don't respect you. I get paid every 2 weeks.
They cheated.
That's it.
I'm a fan. They cheated.
Now,
there's no other way to look at it.
Now, what will happen? Probably not nearly what many, myself included, like I don't like Michigan. Of course I want bad things for them. It'd be like if the LA Lakers were embroiled in a scandal. I'd be doing a rain dance. To me, if I were a Michigan fan, here's what I'd want. I got my national title. Who cares if there's an asterisk? There's one by Auburn's title, too. The point is, I would want this over with because I would be tired of dealing with this nonsense. So I would just get it done. But see, they're too arrogant to do so. Their continual noncompliance is why we're here.
Correct.
So my whole, I want to ask a true Wolverine scumbag. You know, you're a transient. You know, you're in town for a bit, but you know, you weren't raised on Bo.
True.
You were raised on the sports machine with George Michael.
But I wasn't raised on that.
I want to go to David, who's a born and bred Walmarter. David, do you want this over where you would take penalties now, or do you want to fight the good fight? I want you to fight, because this is Radio Gold.
I don't want to fight. I just want to take what they give me and move on. I am so sick and tired of all of this. Just take the penalty, whatever the penalty is. Now, I agree with you. I don't think the NCAA is really going to do anything here.
Right.
I don't think they have it to really punish Michigan the way they should be punished. Because, yes, Stoney, they cheated.
Yes.
They got a great advantage from what they were doing. But, I take the punishment and let's move on.
David, understand this too, right? There's what will happen and should happen. Look, Michigan is very fortunate in this regard. Like, I have always viewed the university as they're the rich kid born on third and daddy's a power attorney who can get the kid out of wrapping his car around a pole. That's Michigan. They're very fortunate it happened now because I think history is going to look back at COVID through now and it's going to be a circus because it was COVID. It was a fake natty. It was NIL. It was chaos portal. It was no rules. And right in that mix, a desperate, deranged Harbaugh, knowing he's going to be on ice. And they did what they had to do. But the problem is the NCAA's lost every lawsuit they faced.
Correct.
The NCAA, I don't know what they can do. To me, it was always about establishing, no, you're filth, and that's that. And if you don't care, I'm not asking you to. But the rest of society who likes college football does. To David's point, though, Stoney, and again, I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. My issue is this cheating scandal, it was so brazen. It was such an operation. The guy had funding. You'll never convince me otherwise. He was funded.
Uncle T?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. Uncle T, Uncle V, who knows? Maybe I funded him. The point I'm making is it hurts your ability to take the sport seriously if you are not a Michigan fan. Meaning, you can go out and execute the most broad-based cheating scandal we've ever seen. This isn't UNC or Kentucky with no-show classes, or a kid getting a grade that he shouldn't get, or even Tennessee with a bag of money. I don't really care. That doesn't really get to me. When you're impacting what goes on between those lines, I've never seen anything like that.
No, so just to be clear, the other stuff, Clink scale with the verifying Instagram, $100.
I don't care.
You don't care about
the
meals that they had.
No, the only thing that got me with their first scandal, cheeseburger. No. Everyone else was forced to stay home, and you were able to save the commitment of your five-star quarterback who was probably going somewhere else by having an illegal recruiting visit. It was in a worldwide pandemic. That's different. That's not having a C note in your double whopper. It's just not the same. So look, ultimately, that's the other problem I do have with this, Mike. They're multi-time offenders.
Right.
You know, Harbaugh, do you realize Harbaugh last year was suspended for 6 games?
Well, two different
things. Two different scandals.
Right.
It's never happened
before.
And then
left. Because why? Well,
he couldn't win. Job.
And he couldn't get immunity from the school.
Well, why would he need immunity? He's innocent.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. No, he's not.
Right.
So I would like to know. So David, what would you accept right now? If a penalty, if you were Ward and you go, look, we're ending this. We're done. What would you accept?
Anything.
I'll be the NCAA.
Yeah, anything short of taking my national title away. You take wins, fine. But as long as I have my national title, you can't take that from me. I'll take anything you want.
What if we wipe those Big Ten titles?
That's fine.
You do that?
I still have the national title.
I'd do that too.
Yeah.
It's all about winning.
Right.
You do that for me?
Yes.
Hold on. This is exciting. So you're going to keep the natty.
Yes.
And no one respects it, but you're going to get to keep that little leather-bound Johnny Pork Fats book.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's called sportsgasm, cheating your way. So listen, we can get rid of the wins. We're taking the Big Ten title away.
Yep.
And Moore's got to be fired.
Okay.
You would do it all.
Yes.
To never hear about it again.
Yes.
People, do you think David's out of his effing mind? Because I don't think any Michigan fan's going to agree with you.
No, neither do I.
Oh, but no, they won't agree with me.
Some might. Oh, look, I am, except for I wouldn't fire Moore. But
no, I'm making a point.
Yes.
Again, in a world that is just, which we don't live in, I think it's an absurdity to have an associate of the scandal take the team over. That's absurd to me. It just is. On face. He benefited on this scandal. He was the OC.
I know.
You got him on video.
He didn't know anything about it. What, Mike? What are you talking about? He knew nothing.
Just some virgin weirdo showing up on the sidelines and going, hey, Brad, hey, coach, I think a double A gap would be great here. Like, they were taking this guy's stuff and implementing it. He benefited. He shouldn't be there. I don't live in a world where I expect that to happen.
No.
Like, look, if they says here would be the absurdity of all of it, Mike. If they suspend Moore for 3 games to start the year, I mean, what is it? Death taxes and the head coach at U of M being suspended to start the year?
Sure.
Like, I would look at it and go, what kind of program are we running here? Guys, this is a cartoon. You used to bitch about Ohio State because the players sold their pants for tattoos. You wanted them shut down.
Close the program.
Jim Tressel couldn't coach in college because of that.
I know. That shows how weird it was.
So ask yourself this question. If this were Ryan Day happening right now, would your reaction be the same? Of course it wouldn't.
Of course not. That's what being a fan is all about. Just admit it.
Well, I just, like
you,
I
you
said.
You did.
Mike, that's the whole part that, like, I feel a disconnect with my customer base. Because, like, I am a Yankee fan. If I found out that Fenway Park sank into the Atlantic Ocean, I'd laugh. I don't like the Red Sox. Like, where did we get to a point where it's wrong to not like your rival? Look, Jim Harbaugh said, an apology won't do. There needs to be consequences for the tunnel. So why would I be wrong going, there has to be consequences for cheating?
You're not wrong.
It depends who you ask. 248-539-9797. All right, we've set it up. What should happen? What will happen?
Yeah.
And
if Michigan fans, does any of this that came out change your mind? Do you think you're still innocent?
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls next. All right, we're going to go to the callers. I think we set the table up.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mike Stone in today. The Godfather joins us, or as we're referring to him, season ticket Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the Tigers later on today. I want to congratulate you. You've accomplished something incredible. That's all I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
David, hold the ticket text. I want to go straight to the people. Chad in Northville will bat lead off today. Chad, how the hell are you, buddy?
Hey, Mikey, no longer in Northville. I'm in Florida, baby. Brad, to lead things off, I have an interesting thing I wanted to share last year when all this came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can actually find a linear connection just with the results, the game results, and you can see exactly when the Connor Stallions thing was really working to a T. And I'll explain it. So Stallions was there for about a year and a half, right? He was there for the 22 season and the first half of the 23 season. You look at the 21 season, Michigan wasn't that dominant. They were very lucky to beat Penn State. I think if I remember correctly, we needed some sort of crazy fumble by Penn State.
I want to correct you on one thing. I've seen pictures of him standing next to Don Brown. So he was there longer than that. Just FYI.
Really?
I think he was an intern or something.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just telling you, he was there. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, they said he was employed for 18 months because I looked, when all this came out, I was looking into it. I'm like, okay, when was, and I really tried to figure out, when was he there? I think the 22 season is when it was really effective. because 21 technically, at least as far as his employment, he wasn't there yet. Again, very lucky to beat Penn State. They beat Ohio State by 12, but they didn't blow their doors off, and they looked very average against Georgia. You look at the 22 season, they absolutely crushed Penn State, absolutely crushed Ohio State, and just absolutely crushed everybody. I mean, no one had a chance. They buried and swallowed everybody. And the TCU game, they still probably should have won. It was worked for a couple of JJ pick sixes and, well, and tomfoolery at the goal line. Should have won that game.
Hey, unfortunately, as a Michigan fan, Stallion screwed up. He didn't have anybody scout TCU.
Hold on. There are two notes on this, right?
Well, whatever it was.
But hold on. If you go to the Michigan State game in 21, the K-9 game, go back and watch where MSU inexplicably went hurry up and Michigan couldn't get lined up right. It didn't make sense at the time, and I'm going, what is Jay Johnson doing? Boop, K-9 again, touchdown. I think teams already had an idea something was fishy.
Well, yeah, and they lost the game that year. So again, but 22 was the year where it was really effective. You can see it. And then 21, everything gets, comes out. They got to fire the guy, and all of a sudden, they look
right.
a little
so
bit
before,
more,
and here's your splits, Chad.
Very lucky to beat Ohio State. And you know what else, Mike? That was not a vintage Bama team by any stretch. You look at Saban's 18
years. No, but I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not, Chad. Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to take away their credibility for beating Alabama. I'm not going to play that game. Look. They're scumbags. They cheated. You don't need to take away. Did they beat Bama on the square?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Was it Bama's best team? I'm not getting into it.
No, they beat Penn State on the square. They beat Washington.
Here's Stallions. Here it is before you hired Connor Stallions. All right? This is an ESPN graphic. 69-24. You scored 33 a game. You gave up about 18. You were beating teams by about two touchdowns. 69-24. After hiring Stallions as an assistant, as an off-field assistant, right? 21-1. Now you score 7 more points a game. Now you're averaging over 40. You're giving up 6 less a game, and you're beating teams by almost double, beating them by nearly 30 a game.
However,
what gave you an indication following their cowardice during COVID? What gave you an indication they were about to go 1,000,000-2?
None, but some of those, I think, statistics are, and it's not their, I'm not giving them a benefit of the doubt. As you have pointed out, and rightfully so, their schedule was horrific.
Okay.
And that led to some of that.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Season ticket Stoney. Yeah. Let's go to Gary. He's on a sell. He's up next. Gary, how are you today?
Okay, Mike. From one horse racing fan to another, all college teams, Urban Meyer set himself on national TV. When Michigan State did miraculously.
Well, where's your phone?
Gary?
Gary, you still there?
Did we lose Gary?
Start all over. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. No, college teams cheat. It's a fact.
All right, hold on. Hold on. So if you will allow me, can you give me one other example of a team having a guy in a Halloween costume on someone else's sideline? Just one. That's what I need. You say everybody does it. Let me Google it. Can I find another guy at Scares R Us wearing a costume?
Okay. What happened with Spartan Bob?
It was a good. The guy made it. The guy was a homer. Yes, but it was a split second. Are you going to say that's the same as knowing somebody's plays?
That's how come Michigan State won that game.
Okay. But that has nothing to do with cheating, scandalous, knowing what's going on. Gary. This is the problem, Gary. As a Michigan fan, you're obviously a Michigan fan. Don't come up with this stuff. It makes everybody else look bad. We're not, most of us are not like this.
It doesn't make Michigan State look bad.
Oh, who cares?
And you know what they did, Gary?
They removed Spartan Bob, and there was a rule that you had to have like a neutral guy operate the clock.
Just wanted to say, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I can't believe I'm going to partake in the re-adjudicating a game from 23 years ago. But allow me,
Jeff Smoker, come on in.
The Big Ten office said no violation was committed. I hate to break that to you.
Whatever.
Next, your favorite Jeremy Lesueur memories.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's go to Nick on a cell. I can't believe that was real. Hi, Nick. How are you?
TJ Duckett. How are you?
How are you? First time caller, long time listener. So I'm actually I'm an incoming junior at Michigan.
Okay.
So obviously I have some bias as to like being a fan. But in this case, I mean, yeah, we cheated. So and am I okay with it? Of course. I mean, you can't take away the wins from Bamba and Washington. And even if this investigation goes through with the NCAA, ultimately the CFP is a separate entity anyway. So take everything else. Just let me keep my natty.
I'm with you.
So you want to get it over now versus many Michigan fans. And the laugher is, I mean, Nick, a lot of Michigan fans don't realize what fighting this is. Go ahead. I dare you to sue. I dare you to go to court and we get to discovery. I dare you.
No, it's beyond me because, I mean, just saying like our law program is pretty good. So there's a lot of Michigan or people that go to Michigan even for law school that, I mean, going to discovery or something like that, they should know. Jamie's got to turn over his phone. It doesn't matter. He ran to L.A. Like, it's worse to fight this, even though the NCAA has, like, a reputation for losing cases.
Yeah, and they're losers, too. And, Nick, here's the reality, and I know Michigan fans don't want to hear this, but if Harbaugh really cared about this school the way you think he did, he wouldn't have left it like this. And he wouldn't have done this whole thumb in his nose at the NCAA. All he's done is ratchet it up. So the bottom, I'm with Nick in this regard. If Harbaugh was innocent, or even if he's not, if he didn't want to put the program in the crosshairs, cooperate. Yeah, be done with it.
And he wouldn't have taken half his staff with him.
Well, look, I mean, you had 7 coaches in total in violation.
I know.
You got the guy who's now running the program, who sure looks like he's in violation, and he's a multi-time offender. Yeah, I mean, what was it? 58 total games scouted. Mm-hmm. You got a lunatic with a budget. Hey, anyone going to ask Blake Corm about the LLC again? Oh, my lawyers are going to take care of it. Are they now? Like, again, it's just all nonsense. And it takes away from the fact they were a really good football team regardless.
Yes.
But they are Barry Bonds. So why the hell should any sports fan who doesn't walk around in their Michigan pleather, why should any sports fan not treat them like Barry Bonds? Like an absolute cheat. Well, the answer is they shouldn't. I don't control what happens. No. I don't think nothing that's going to happen would satisfy me, except I got the only thing I wanted. I get to laugh because your title's a joke. It was one of the biggest cheating scandals you've ever seen. That's crazy. Crazy. What the NCAA does, I don't control. I don't even know what they can do. They're such boners.
I won't say the Natty's a joke because of who they beat after that stuff was discovered.
That's fine.
That's my take.
Mike, that is not right. Even a battle I'm interested
right.
in fighting.
I know.
It's just the whole idea of 3 years of it, Mike. You got some of the players you got because of the success you had leading up to what you did. It's an all. By the way, I am still talking about the sign stealing scandal, not the recruiting violations. Like, right. It just is like it's all of it. This idea that 3 games unwinds 35 games. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Not for those of us that are not in the cult. David, is that fair? You're nodding your head. We okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, love you too. You want to do a little football momentarily?
Sure.
Let's just touch the table a little football. We got a lot to cover today. Michigan will be a big part of it. All right, quick timeout. 8 minutes of NFL, and then we'll get back to business. David, music.
So training camp is going on, as you all know. So we're going to go through the first 2 weeks here of some camp overreactions. Is it reality or is it an overreaction?
They're all overreactions.
Well, I don't know. This one may not be. Let's start with the Los Angeles Chargers here. The news is Herbert will be sidelined for multiple weeks with a right foot injury, along with a new offensive coordinator. Will the Chargers get off to a slow start? Let me give you what they have in the first quarter of the season. Raiders, Panthers, Steelers, Chiefs.
But if they do get off to a slow start, it's not because their quarterback didn't practice or play. Jared Goff's not going to take a snap this preseason. Stoney, you tell me. I just view it like...
No, the question is whether he's going to be physically able to play in week one.
I think he will. I do.
Yeah.
And I think this is being careful with a guy who makes $1 zillion. Look, if the Chargers aren't good, I don't think it's because of this. It's because Jim's going to need a year to get his people in, new schemes. He has a very distinct way he runs things. I'm going to say overreaction, David.
Next one on the list. Let's stay out there on the West Coast. Let's go over to the 49ers here because there seems to be an interception problem with Brock Purdy in training camp. Is it real or not? Remember, he is missing Brandon Ayuk. He is missing his left tackle, Trent Williams.
Stoney.
I think it's overreaction. It's freaking practice. I mean, come on, really? I mean, except for, I don't know if Dave is going to get to the one that hits home here, but yeah, I got no problem with throwing a few picks.
Here's what I'd say. It's an overreaction because Kyle Shanahan is the best play caller in the sport, and he will spoon feed this rat easy throws all year long, and then I'll have to listen to Rico about how he's good, only until when they really need him in a playoff game and he doesn't deliver. Overreaction.
Next one on the list here. It deals with my team. Now, Russell Wilson was sidelined for about a week.
Didn't Justin Fields, like, spike the football on Russ's head and call him a bitch or something? Like, did I read that right? All right, we're going to go to the callers. I think we set the table up.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mike Stone in today. The Godfather joins us, or as we're referring to him, season ticket Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the Tigers later on today. I want to congratulate you. You've accomplished something incredible. That's all I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
David, hold the ticket text. I want to go straight to the people. Chad in Northville will bat lead off today. Chad, how the hell are you, buddy?
Hey, Mikey, no longer in Northville. I'm in Florida, baby. hey, glad to lead things off. I have an interesting thing I wanted to share last year when all this came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can actually find a linear connection just with the results, the game results. And you can see exactly when the Connor Stallions thing was really working to a T. And I'll explain it. So Stallions was there for about a year and a half, right? He was there for the 22 season and the first half of the 23 season. You look at the 21 season, Michigan wasn't that dominant. They were very lucky to beat Penn State at Penn State. I think if I remember correctly, we needed some sort of crazy fumble by Penn State.
I want to correct you on one thing. I've seen pictures of him standing next to Don Brown. So he was there longer than that, just FYI.
Really?
I think he was an intern or something.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just telling you, he was there. But go ahead.
Okay. They said he was employed for 18 months because I looked, when all this came out, I was looking into it. I'm like, okay, when was, and I really tried to figure out, when was he there? When was, I think the 22 season is when it was really effective. Because 21, technically, at least as far as his employment, he wasn't there yet. Again, very lucky to beat Penn State. They beat Ohio State by 12, but they didn't blow their doors off, and they looked very average against Georgia. You look at the 22 season, they absolutely crushed Penn State, absolutely crushed Ohio State, and just absolutely crushed everybody. I mean, no one had a chance. They buried and swallowed everybody. And the TCU game, they still probably should have won. It weren't for a couple of JJ pick sixes and tomfoolery at the goal line. Should have won that game.
Hey, unfortunately, as a Michigan fan, Stallion screwed up. He didn't have anybody scout TCU.
Hold on. There are two notes on this, right?
Well, whatever it was.
But hold on. If you go to the Michigan State game in 21, the K-9 game, go back and watch where MSU inexplicably went hurry up and Michigan couldn't get lined up right. It didn't make sense at the time, and I'm going, what is Jay Johnson doing? Boop, K-9 again, touchdown. I think teams already had an idea something was fishy.
Well, yeah, and they lost the game that year. So again, but 22 was the year where it was really effective. You can see it. And then 21, everything gets, comes out. They got to fire the guy, and all of a sudden, they look a little
so
bit
before,
more.
So before, and here's your splits, Chad.
Very lucky to beat Ohio State. And you know what else, Mike? That was not a vintage Bama team by any stretch. You look at Saban's 18
years. No, but I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not, Chad. Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to take away their credibility for beating Alabama. I'm not going to play that game. Look. They're scumbags. They cheated. You don't need to take away. Did they beat Bama on the square?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Was it Bama's best? I'm not getting into
it. No, they beat Penn State on the square. They beat Washington.
Here's Stallions. Here it is before you hired Connor Stallions. All right? This is an ESPN graphic. 69-24. You scored 33 a game. You gave up about 18. You were beating teams by about two touchdowns. 69-24. After hiring Stallions as an assistant, as an off-field assistant, right? 21-1. Now, you score 7 more points a game. Now you're averaging over 40. You're giving up 6 less a game, and you're beating teams by almost double, beating them by nearly 30 a game.
However,
what gave you an indication following their cowardice during COVID? What gave you an indication they were about to go 1,000,000,002?
None, but some of those, I think, statistics are, and it's not their, I'm not giving them a benefit of the doubt, as you have pointed out, and rightfully so, their schedule was horrific.
Okay.
And that led to some of that.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Season ticket, Stoney. Yeah. Let's go to Gary. He's on a sell. He's up next. Gary, how are you today?
Okay, Mike. From one horse racing fan to another, all college teams, Urban Meyer said it himself on national TV. When Michigan State did miraculously.
Well, where's your phone?
Gary?
Gary, you still there?
Did we lose Gary?
Start all over. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. No. College teams cheat. It's a fact.
All right, hold on. So hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. So if you will allow me, can you give me one other example of a team having a guy in a Halloween costume on someone else's sideline? Just one. That's what I need. You say everybody does it. Let me Google it. Can I find another guy at Scares R Us wearing a costume?
Okay. What happened with Spartan Bob?
It was a good. The guy made it. The guy was a homer. Yes, but it was a split second. Are you going to say that's the same as knowing somebody's plays?
That's how come Michigan State won that game.
Okay. But that has nothing to do with cheating, scandalous, knowing what's going on. Gary. This is the problem, Gary. As a Michigan fan, you're obviously a Michigan fan. Don't come up with this stuff. It makes everybody else look bad. We're not, most of us are not like this.
Does it make Michigan State look bad?
Oh, who cares?
And you know what they did, Gary?
They removed Spartan Bob, and there was a rule that you had to have like a neutral guy operate the clock.
Just wanted to say, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I can't believe I'm going to partake in the re-adjudicating a game from 23 years ago. But allow me,
Jeff Smoker, come on in.
The Big Ten office said no violation was committed. I hate to break that to you.
Whatever.
Up next, your favorite Jeremy Lasure memories.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's go to Nick on a cell. I can't believe that was real. Hi, Nick.
TJ,
how are you?
TJ Duckett, how are you?
How are you? First time caller, long time listener. So I'm actually I'm an incoming junior at Michigan.
Okay.
So obviously I have some bias as to like being a fan. But in this case, I mean, yeah, we cheated. So, and am I okay with it? Of course. I mean, you can't take away the wins from Bamba and Washington. And even if this investigation goes through with the NCAA, ultimately the CFP is a separate entity anyway. So take everything else. Just let me keep my natty.
I'm with you.
So you want to get it over now versus many Michigan fans. And the laugher is, I mean, Nick, a lot of Michigan fans don't realize what fighting this is. Go ahead. I dare you to sue. I dare you to go to court and we get to discovery. I dare you.
No, it's beyond me because, I mean, just saying like our law program is pretty good. So there's a lot of Michigan or people that go to Michigan even for law school that, I mean, going to discovery or something like that, they should know. Jamie's got to turn over his phone. It doesn't matter. He ran to L.A. Like, it's worse to fight this, even though the NCAA has, like,
a reputation for losing cases.
Yeah, and they're losers too. And Nick, here's the reality, and I know Michigan fans don't want to hear this, but if Harbaugh really cared about this school the way you think he did, he wouldn't have left it like this. And he wouldn't have done this whole thumb in his nose at the NCAA. All he's done is ratchet it up. So the bottom, I'm with Nick in this regard. If Harbaugh was innocent, or even if he's not, if he didn't want to put the program in the crosshairs, cooperate. Yeah, be done with it.
And he wouldn't have taken half his staff with him.
Well, look, I mean, you had 7 coaches in total in violation.
I know.
You got the guy who's now running the program, who sure looks like he's in violation, and he's a multi-time offender. Yeah, I mean, what was it? 58 total games scouted. Mm-hmm. You got a lunatic with a budget. Hey, anyone going to ask Blake Corum about the LLC again? Oh, my lawyers are going to take care of it, are they now? Like, again, it's just all nonsense, and it takes away from the fact they were a really good football team regardless.
Yes.
But they are Barry Bonds. So why the hell should any sports fan who doesn't walk around in their Michigan pleather, why should any sports fan not treat them like Barry Bonds? Like an absolute cheat? Well, the answer is they shouldn't. I don't control what happens. No. I don't think anything of nothing that's going to happen would satisfy me, except I got the only thing I wanted. I get to laugh because your title's a joke. It was one of the biggest cheating scandals you've ever seen. That's crazy. Crazy. What the NCAA does, I don't control. I don't even know what they can do. They're such boners.
I won't say the Natty's a joke because of who they beat after that stuff was discovered.
That's fine.
That's my take.
Mike, that is not right. Even a battle I'm interested
right.
In fighting.
I know.
It's just the whole idea of 3 years of it, Mike. You got some of the players you got because of the success you had leading up to what you did. It's an all. By the way, I am still talking about the sign-stealing scandal, not the recruiting violations. Like, right. It just is like it's all of it. This idea that 3 games unwinds 35 games, I'm sorry, it doesn't. Not for those of us that are not in the cult. David, is that fair? You're nodding your head. We okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, I love you too. You want to do a little football momentarily?
Sure.
Let's just touch the table a little football. We got a lot to cover today. Michigan will be a big part of it. All right, quick timeout. 8 minutes of NFL, and then we'll get back to business. David, music.
So training camp is going on, as you all know. So we're going to go through the first 2 weeks here of some camp overreactions. Is it is it reality or is it an overreaction?
They're all overreactions.
Well, I don't know. This one may not be. Let's start with the Los Angeles Chargers here. The news is Herbert will be sidelined for multiple weeks with a right foot injury, along with a new offensive coordinator. Will the Chargers get off to a slow start? Let me give you what they have in the first quarter of the season. Raiders, Panthers, Steelers, Chiefs.
But if they do get off to a slow start, it's not because their quarterback didn't practice or play. Jared Goff's not going to take a snap this preseason. Stoney, you tell me. I just view it like...
No, the question is whether he's going to be physically able to play in week one.
I think he will. I do.
Yeah.
And I think this is being careful with a guy who makes $1 zillion. Look, if the Chargers aren't good, I don't think it's because of this. It's because Jim's going to need a year to get his people in, new schemes. He has a very distinct way he runs things. I'm going to say overreaction, David.
Next one on the list. Let's stay out there on the West Coast. Let's go over to the 49ers here because there seems to be an interception problem with Brock Purdy in training camp. Is it real or not? Remember, he is missing Brandon Ayuk. He is missing his left tackle, Trent Williams.
Stoney?
I think it's overreaction. It's freaking practice. I mean, come on, really? I mean, except for, I don't know if Dave is going to get to the one that hits home here, but yeah, I got no problem with throwing a few picks.
Here's what I'd say. It's an overreaction because Kyle Shanahan is the best play caller in the sport, and he will spoon feed this rat easy throws all year long, and then I'll have to listen to Rico about how he's good, only until when they really need him in a playoff game and he doesn't deliver. Overreaction.
Next one on the list here. It deals with my team. Now, Russell Wilson was sidelined for about a week.
Didn't Justin Fields, like, spike the football on Russ's head and call him a bitch or something? Like, did I read that right?
He was missing time because of a calf injury. Because of that, Justin Fields was able to build chemistry with George Pickens and the other players here. Justin Fields is going to beat out Russell Wilson for the Steelers' QB job. Reality overreaction?
Stoney.
I think it's an overreaction at the beginning of the season. But if Russell Wilson does not start playing well, I wouldn't stun me if by even week three, Justin Fields is their starting quarterback.
I'm with Stoney on this. I think what Fields needs is a reset. And it really is about, look, you're exciting, but you don't play winning football. I think they're going to give Russ the start because he's the higher floor, because at least you know what you think you know what you're getting outside of him being a weirdo. But I'm with Mike on this. I don't think Wilson ends up being the guy. Do you? He has no physical. He has no physical tools left.
I know.
He's just a tool.
They're starting him this season. They are starting him this season.
Yes, but I'm saying by mid-season, don't you believe Fields is the guy?
Yes. He better be. Otherwise, whatever. They're not going to get rid of Tomlin. Mr. Dangerous is right. So let me give you background here before I give you the next one here. So Patrick Mahomes, in his career, has not been sacked more than 28 times in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the overreaction or not. He has a rookie and a second-year player fighting for left tackle.
Yeah, the kid from BYU. He was a five-star bust.
Yes.
They took him as a project.
Will this be the year that Patrick Mahomes gets sacked 30 or more times?
No. No, because to me, like, this is way before my time, but if you watch a highlight or your dad's a Giants fan, he reminds you of Fran Tarkenton. Yes. He's got an escapability. He just, like they used to say, he's slippery. Like, this dude, you just can't sack him. Every play for Mahomes is Eli in the Super Bowl. You can't sack him.
No. And you know what? I mean, it's a different thing, but the fact that the NFL players did not vote him as the number one player in the league is just unbelievable.
It's jealousy. I think it's jealousy, to be honest with you. Look how he's changed his game. Yeah. He started out as a bomber. Now he'll check it down. He's surgical about it. I've never seen anything like
that. And he's not even the number one quarterback.
Which I disagree with,
I know.
But okay.
Yes.
David?
Next one, we go to New England here. Matthew Judon was seen last week kind of going at it with his head coach. He was there. He was supposed to support his team, even though he's in a contract dispute. Overreaction or not, he will get traded before the season.
Not an overreaction.
No, it's not.
They're going nowhere. They have to deal him. I think their bigger problem is Joe Milton's outplaying Drake May.
That's amazing.
If Joe Milton's outplaying your janitor, you have a real quarterback issue. No, I think he's going to get traded. He has to. That's a powder keg situation.
And we'd love him here.
Come on home.
Yes.
Next one on the list. This one is a local one. Jameson Williams, we've all heard what he's done in training camp. He's looked good in training camp. Now they're going against the Giants in training camp. We'll see what he looks there. But overreaction or not, Jameson Williams will be the breakout wide receiver in the NFL.
Not an overreaction.
No.
All stock I could buy in J-Mo, I'll buy. Why? Healthy, no drama, no TikTok live at 4 a.m., you know, where he shouldn't be. All business.
Yeah, you want an overreaction on Lions wide receiver crew? DPJ might not make this team.
You just hate to see it. It's been a tough adjustment from an 84-yard field at Cas Tech to 100 yards in the pros.
What are you talking about here? Let's close it out with this one here.
Do the math.
Go to the NFC East. No CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons has issues. Dak Prescott is there, but he has issues.
Yeah.
Overreaction or not, Dallas finishes with a losing record this year.
I think that losing record's an overreaction, but I wouldn't stun me if they don't make the playoffs.
See, I think, oh, God, my bias comes through. I just think McCarthy was a joke of a hire. He should have been fired after last year anyways. All these guys want a contract. And here's one thing, and I can't quantify it. Mike, something's up with Micah Parsons. There's a lot coming out of Dallas. He's a lot of talk. He's a lot to handle. I'm going to go with David on this. I wonder if it all spirals.
God, how beautiful that would
you
be.
You just hate to see it. You really
It's
do.
A great day in America whenever breaks the Cowboys lose.
Breaks your heart.
Coming from an Eagle fan and a Giants fan, but everyone hates Dallas, so you That's really right, exactly. would hate to see that.
Shout out Jerry Jones paternity suits.
That is in football today.
All right, quick timeout. 8 minutes of NFL, and then we'll get back to business. David, music.
So training camp is going on, as you all know. So we're going to go through the first 2 weeks here of some camp overreactions. Is it reality or is it an overreaction?
They're all overreactions.
Well, I don't know. This one may not be. Let's start with the Los Angeles Chargers here. The news is Herbert will be sidelined for multiple weeks with a right foot injury, along with a new offensive coordinator. Will the Chargers get off to a slow start? Let me give you what they have in the first quarter of the season. Raiders, Panthers, Steelers, Chiefs.
But if they do get off to a slow start, it's not because their quarterback didn't practice or play. Jared Goff's not going to take a snap this preseason. Stoney, you tell me. I just view it like...
No, the question is whether he's going to be physically able to play in week one.
I think he will. I do.
Yeah.
And I think this is being careful with a guy who makes $1 zillion. Look, if the Chargers aren't good, I don't think it's because of this. It's because Jim's going to need a year to get his people in, new schemes. He has a very distinct way he runs things. I'm going to say overreaction, David.
Next one on the list. Let's stay out there on the West Coast. Let's go over to the 49ers here because there seems to be an interception problem with Brock Purdy in training camp. Is it real or not? Remember, he is missing Brandon Ayuk. He is missing his left tackle, Trent Williams.
Stoney.
I think it's overreaction. It's freaking practice. I mean, come on, really? I mean, except for, I don't know if Dave is going to get to the one that hits home here, but yeah, I got no problem with throwing a few picks.
Here's what I'd say. It's an overreaction because Kyle Shanahan is the best play caller in the sport, and he will spoon feed this rat easy throws all year long, and then I'll have to listen to Rico about how he's good, only until when they really need him in a playoff game and he doesn't deliver. Overreaction.
Next one on the list here, it deals with my team. Now, Russell Wilson was sidelined for about a week.
Didn't Justin Fields, like, spike the football on Russ's head and call him a bitch or something? Like, did I read that right?
He was missing time because of a calf injury. Because of that, Justin Fields was able to build chemistry with George Pickens and the other players here. Justin Fields is going to beat out Russell Wilson for the Steelers' QB job. Reality overreaction?
Stoney.
I think it's an overreaction at the beginning of the season. But if Russell Wilson does not start playing well, I wouldn't stun me if by even week three, Justin Fields is their starting quarterback.
I'm with Stoney on this. I think what Fields needs is a reset. And it really is about, look, you're exciting, but you don't play winning football. I think they're going to give Russ the start because he's the higher floor, because you know what you're getting outside of him being a weirdo. But I'm with Mike on this. I don't think Wilson ends up being the guy. Do you? He has no He has no physical tools left.
I know.
He's just a tool. Right.
They're starting him this season. They are starting him this season.
Yes, but I'm saying by mid-season, don't you believe Fields is the guy?
Yes. He better be. Otherwise, whatever. They're not going to get rid
of
Tom. Mr. Dangerous is right. So let me give you background here before I give you the next one here. So Patrick Mahomes in his career has not been sacked more than 28 times in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the overreaction or not. He has a rookie and a second-year player fighting for left tackle.
Yeah, the kid from BYU. He was a five-star bust.
Yes.
They took him as a project.
Will this be the year that Patrick Mahomes gets sacked 30 or more times?
No. No, because to me, like, this is way before my time, but if you watch a highlight or your dad's a Giants fan, he reminds you of Fran Tarkenton. Yes. He's got an escapability. He just, like they used to say, he's slippery. Like, this dude, you just can't sack him. Every play for Mahomes is Eli in the Super Bowl. You can't sack him.
No. And you know what? I mean, it's a different thing, but the fact that the NFL players did not vote him as the number one player in the league is just unbelievable.
It's jealousy. I think it's jealousy, be honest with you. Look how he's changed his game. Yeah. He started out as a bomber. Now he'll check it down. He's surgical about it. I've never seen anything like
that. And he's not even the number one quarterback.
Which I disagree with, I know. But okay. Yes. David?
Next one, we go to New England here. Matthew Judon was seen last week kind of going at it with his head coach. He was there. He was supposed to support his team, even though he's in a contract dispute. Overreaction or not, he will get traded before the season.
Not an overreaction.
No, it's not.
They're going nowhere. They have to deal him. I think their bigger problem is Joe Milton's outplaying Drake May.
Yeah, that's amazing.
If Joe Milton's outplaying your janitor, you have a real quarterback issue. No, I think he's going to get traded. He has to. That's a powder keg situation.
And we'd love him here.
Come on home.
Yes.
Next one on the list. This one is a local one. Jameson Williams, we've all heard what he's done in training camp. He's looked good in training camp. Now they're going against the Giants in training camp. We'll see what he looks there. But overreaction or not, Jameson Williams will be the breakout wide receiver in the NFL.
Not an overreaction.
All
stock I could buy in J-Mo, I'll buy. Why? Healthy, no drama, no TikTok live at 4 a.m., you know, where he shouldn't be. All business.
Yeah, you want an overreaction on Lions wide receiver crew? DPJ might not make this team.
You just hate to see it. It's been a tough adjustment from an 84-yard field at Kaz Tech to 100
hey,
yards in the pros.
What are you talking about here? Let's close it out with this one here.
Do the math.
Go to the NFC East. No CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons has issues. Dak Prescott is there, but he has issues.
Yeah.
Overreaction or not, Dallas finishes with a losing record this year.
I think that losing record's an overreaction, but I wouldn't stun me if they don't make the playoffs.
See, I think, oh God, my bias comes through. I just think McCarthy was a joke of a hire. He should have been fired after last year anyways. All these guys want a contract, and here's one thing, and I can't quantify it. Mike, something's up with Micah Parsons. There's a lot coming out of Dallas. He's a lot of talk. He's a lot to handle. I'm going to go with David on this. I wonder if it all spirals.
God, how beautiful that would
you
be.
You just hate to see it. You really
It's
do.
A great day in America whenever
Breaks
the Cowboys lose.
Breaks your heart.
Coming from an Eagle fan and a Giants fan. But everyone hates Dallas, so you
That's
really
right, exactly.
would hate to see that.
Shout out Jerry Kumbaya. Jones paternity suits.
That is In Football Today.